哈利路亚，在这里再次向诸位主所亲爱的大家问安。
And peace be with all the those who love our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天早上跟大家一起来思考以弗得与刀。
And so this morning I'd like to share about the ephod and the sword.
在这里我们先来看一段经文。
And so let's first turn to a passage in the Bible.
请翻开旧约圣经撒母耳记上二十一章。
If we turn our Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 21.
八节跟九节
Verses 8 and 9。
第八节，大卫问亚希米勒说：“你手下有枪有刀没有？因为王的事甚急，连刀剑器械我都没有带。”第九节
，Verse 9。
祭司说：“你在以拉谷杀非利士人哥利亚的那刀在这里，裹在布中，放在以弗得后边，你要就可以拿去。除此以外，再没有别的。”大卫说：“这刀没有可比的，求你给我。”Amen。我们看到这两句话是大卫跟一个人叫亚希米勒的对话。
And so here is recorded a conversation between King David and Ahimelech.
单看这两句话，我们会发觉大卫他认为自己需要一把武器。
And so when we read this passage, we see that David is in need of a weapon.
为什么他需要这把武器？
And why does he need a weapon?
因为如果我们往前看二十一章前面这几节经文，包括二十章后面。
And so if we look at the previous passages earlier in chapter 20 and 21,
我们发现啊，大卫现在正在逃亡。
Because David is fleeing for his life from the king.
逃亡的原因发生在二十章后边。
And so the reason for his fleeing for his life is in the end of chapter 20.
因为他的岳父也是这个国家的国王，扫罗王。开始追杀他。
And his father-in-law Saul was also the king of the nation, and he was trying to kill him.
所以他从王子约拿丹知道这个讯息啊。
And so he heard the message from the prince Jonathan.
确定之后，他逃得很紧急。
And so immediately he fled with great urgency.
那因为这是紧急逃亡，所以他没有做任何准备，也没有任何人跟着他。
And because he fled so urgently, no one accompanied him, and he had nothing with him.
所以他跑了一段路啊，发觉说，哎，我什么都没带。
And then as he was fleeing, he suddenly realized, I have nothing on me.
连食物跟水都没带啊。
I don't even have any food or water.
于是他跑到了21章第一节所描述的这个地方。
And so he came to the place that is recorded in verse 1.
我们在第一节看到这个地方叫做挪伯。
And so we see here, he came to the place called Nob.
这个挪伯是一座祭司城，里面住的都是祭司利未人。
And so the city of Nob is a city of priests. So in it dwells Levites and priests.
那什么叫祭司城呢？
And so what is a city of priests?
我们知道在旧约时代，属神的十二支派都有分到他们自己的土地。
And so we know that of the 12 tribes of Israel, they were all allocated their own pieces of land.
可是就是那专门被挑选出来侍奉神的利未支派，没有专属他们自己的土地。
However, for the Levites, they were separated out to serve God fully, and so they were not given any allocated any land.
可是他们依然需要住房子啊。
But they also need a house to live in.
他们需要地方来储房自己的财产啊。
And they also need a place for them to keep their possessions.
所以在摩西五经里面，神就只是说，十二支派里面各自要拿一点土地出来，让这些利未人来建造他们居住的地方。
And so in the five book of Moses, God commanded that each of the 12 tribes of Israel give up a part of their land to give to the Levites.
所以在十二支派里面就有某些城市。是属于利未人的，就叫做祭司城，这就是其中一座。
And so of the 12 tribes of Israel, their land, parts of their land became, were given to the Levites, and so they are called city of priests.
我们想大卫逃到祭司城是有道理的。
And so David had reason to run to the cities of priests.
因为他自己认为他心里面依靠神。
Because in his heart, he felt that he relied on God.
他现在面临的是整个国家系统跟组织的追杀。
Because he is running from the entire judicial system of the entire nation.
或许他在想啊，这些祭司利未人会有别于一般国家。的组织跟城市。
And so he thinks that the priests may be a separate organization from the rest of the nation.
所以他就跑到了挪伯这边。
And so he flees to Nob.
我们在二十一章前面看到大卫第一个要求的是能够让他活下去的食物跟水。
And so we see what David requests for is that the sustenance that he needs for food and water.
结果他也真的得到了食物跟水了。
And indeed he received food and water.
即便是这个祭司城的首领亚希米勒跟他说这个食物是我刚从陈设桌上面拿下来的陈设饼。
And so Ahimelech the priest tell him that this is the showbread which had just been taken from before the Lord.
好了，那接下来他吃饱喝足了，大卫考虑什么？
And so after he was fed and he drank, and then he, what would, was the next consideration?
我们看到21章第八节，大卫问有没有？
And then in verse 8 we see what's the next request David has.
他很在乎自己有没有带。
He cares whether he has it or not.
所以这是一项大卫在他这个生命阶段里面。
And so at this point in David's life,
他愿意低头向别人恳求。
He's willing to lower his head and make a request of others.
来获得的一个东西。
In order to gain something.
为什么？因为根据大卫自己的生活经验。
Because according to David's life experience.
根据他自己的尝试推论。
And including his own logical reasoning.
根据他当下的智慧判断。
And including his own judgment.
我现在肉体获得饱足了。接下来什么东西能够增加我的生存机会呢？
And so now that I am fed and I have drank, what is the next that will help me survive longer?
所以他综合判断之后，他认为我需要一把武器。
And so after judging, he comes to the conclusion I need a weapon.
那我们现在先想回来我们自己。
And so if we think about ourselves,
我们想想在我们目前的生活当中，或者从过去到现在这一段时间里面。
If we think about our life experience from all the way then till now,
在我们的心中是不是有过这样的感受，很希望去获得某一件事物或完成某一件事情。
Is there something that we truly desire to gain or truly desire to accomplish?
这不一定是一个物质。
It may not be something physical.
可能是某一件我们一直祈求的事情。
Maybe it's something that we have asked for a long time.
从过去到现在我们一直很需，我们认为很需要，我们很在乎。
And it's something that we consider that we desperately need.
甚至还必须经过一番努力安排恳求才能够得到。
And that we feel that we can gain it through a hard work, planning and asking for it.
或许在座诸位主所亲爱的，你心中有一点察觉。
And so if we examine ourselves,
也或许我们每个人想到的都不一样。
And what we come up with may be different from each other.
撇开我们基督徒来讲，在外面一般人的心中，他们可能在追求，很想得到的是什么呢？
What is it that people are outside? What do they pursue after?
甚至这些东西在我们基督徒的心中也是一样的。
It is no different from what we as Christians desire.
我们基督徒希望获得的，不会说跟那些非信徒完全都不一样啊。
What we desire to gain is not any different from what non-Christians desire.
可能包括了学问。
And maybe including education.
有些人希望更有能力。
They want more capabilities.
不断地在充实自己。
And then so they are constantly training themselves.
有些人觉得这个都有了，但是我缺乏自信心呢。
But there, some people say I lack self-confidence.
我也放在祷告里面，希望神给我更多的自信心呢。
In my prayers, I ask God for more self-confidence.
有些人觉得这三样都有了，但是问题我缺乏什么机会啊？没有表现呢。
Some people feel that they have all three, but what they lack is opportunity.
有些人说有哦，表现过了，问题是没有得到人的肯定啊。
And they say they have already done their best and done it well, but no one has affirmed what I have done.
我希望别人察觉我的贡献，看到我所做的。
I wish someone could look at what I have done and consider what I have accomplished.
要说在外面，连在家庭里面，你努力的那时间，自己的配偶看不见，你都觉得很沮丧，对不对？
And forget even people outside, but even in your own family, even if your spouse does not acknowledge your own accomplishments, you feel disappointed.
有些人是吗？我现在经济有压力，我希望有财富。
If I am in financial need, then I want more money.
我什么都有了，但是我希望更健康一点。我最近人很不舒服啊。
Maybe we feel I have everything, but I'm not feeling well. I want better health.
我健康还可以，我需要更好的体力，我才能服侍神。
I have a good health already, but I need extra strength so that I may serve God.
我什么都有的，可是我现在好忙啊，我需要的是时间。
I have everything, but what I lack is time, and so I need more time.
我们不用再讲下去了。
And we can go on.
难道你毫无所求吗？
Is it that we just keep asking?
我们刚才所说的这些，大多数。人都在求其中的某一样或某几样。
And so, what I have listed is what most people, if not all people, ask for.
为什么？因为我们认为得到这当中的几样，对我们的人生是有帮助的，可以让我们更幸福。
Because the things that we have listed out, these things make our lives better.
我们现在想回大卫，就如同大卫在目前这个生命阶段里面。
And so, if we think of David at this moment in his life,
他确实是面临着充满危机的路程。
Up until then, his life had been filled with much tribulation.
所以他判断出来的，一般人的眼光来看，没有错啊，就是要一把好武器啊。
And so what his conclusion was is no different from anyone else in the world. He needed a weapon.
能够让他面对敌人跟危险。
So that he could face the enemy and danger.
能够保障他的生命安全，增加他生存的机会。
And so that it can ensure his safety and ensure a longevity of life.
结果他也真的问到了。
And truly he received it.
他问到之后，你看他讲的第九节最后那一句话。
And so after he asked of it in verse 9,
他说这刀没有可比的。
He says there is none like it.
那我们现在再来思考一下。
And so if we think about it,
你们认为大卫在你看到的这一段经文的这个时间之内，他自己认为他心中有没有神
？And so, if we look at David in this moment in his life, do you think that he felt he had God in his heart?
感谢主，我看到有人摇头，有人点头，这是好现象，有在思考啊。
And so I see some people nodding and some people shaking their heads, so that everyone's thinking about.
不过我提醒在座诸位亲爱的，你们现在讲的话要赶到天堂去对大卫讲才可以哦。他站在他面前讲，不怕他生气哦。
But remember the answer that you come up with, you have to be accountable when you see David in heaven.
不管我们怎么看啊，我从头到尾我都认为大卫一直认为自己心中是有神的一个人。
And my feeling is that David, from beginning to end, felt that he had God in his heart.
对啊，他有很多错误，对不对
？And he had made mistakes.
就像我们呢、啊？难道我们心中有神呢？我们就不会犯错，不会软弱吗
？And just like us, is it that we have God in our hearts and we will never make a mistake?
所以将来你到天国去说，大卫，你心中没有神，天国应该是没有刀了哈，要不然你很危险哦。
And so we have to be careful if we go to heaven and say to David that oh you had no God in your heart at that time.
那我们再思考下去，大卫他心中有神，那他得到。最想要的东西之后，你认为他会不会感谢神
？And so, if David had God in his heart and he received what he had asked for, do you think he would give thanks to God?
你看哦，在现在这个，他虽然在危险当中，他还是有一点心想事成，有没有？就是心里面想什么，什么就得到了。
And so, at this moment, whatever he asked for in his heart, he received it.
他在这个逆境里面，他想要得到食物跟水，他得到了。
And so in this time of difficulty, he asked for food and water, and he received both.
他现在认为说，我现在最需要什么？哎，马上就问到了，马上就得到了，对不对
？And then what he asked for after, what he asked, he immediately received right away.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果换作是你的话，你会不会哈利路亚感谢主
？If it were you, would you say hallelujah, thank God?
哎，我看没有多少人点头，这个要请侯传道注意一下。这个问题很严重啊！哎，你是一个基督徒，你想什么就得到什么，你还不哈利路亚感谢主啊
？And so, if you ask for everything and everything that you ask for, you receive right away, would you not thank God?
我再问你们一次，换做你，你会不会哈利路亚感谢主啊
？If it were you, would you not say hallelujah, thank the Lord?
你说经文没有写啊
？And you say maybe they didn't record this in the Bible.
这种心理的话再写出来，我看在十本圣经都不够。
And if they recorded every thought in their mind, then everyone's mind, then 10 Bibles would not be big enough to hold everything.
问大家，我们常常鼓励大家说要凡事谢恩，有没有
？And we always say that in all things we give thanks.
我又在放暖气了哈，渐渐暖起来了。好，凡事谢恩，所以要常常感谢主。
And so we always have to give thanks.
因为是灵恩会，我想跟大家再做更深入一点的信仰思考。
And so, since it is a spiritual convocation, I want to dive deeper into this.
所以我们凡事祈求，凡事得到，凡事感谢，就是这样子而已吗？
Is it enough that it is all things we ask for, all things we receive, and in all things we give thanks?
我问大家，如假设大卫，我认为他是认为心里有神，他会感谢神的。
I believe if it were David, then he would have given thanks to God.
假设大卫在这个时候，他感谢神啊，心里面感谢主，你让我得到了。你觉得现在换你哦，换你想成你是天上的神。
And so if David had responded, "Thank God," and if you were in heaven, if you were God in heaven,
怎么可以这样讲呢？这亵渎神，不是啊？经文不是告诉我们要以基督的心为心吗？你现在想一想，如果你是天上的神，你作何感受啊？
And so the Bible says we must have the heart of God and of Jesus Christ. And so we must consider ourselves in the position of what God would do.
你现在看到地面上的一个信徒在心里哈利路亚感谢神，你在天上会高兴吗？
And so if you were looking down on earth and you saw a believer who said hallelujah, thank God.
我告诉你啊，他真心感谢神的时候，这时候天上的神会叹气难过掉眼泪。
I tell you that if he at this moment thank God, then the God in heaven would be sighing and shedding tears.
各位，你发觉，我们再看一下第九节，这个祭司亚西米勒有没有跟大卫讲这把刀怎么来的？
And so if we look at verse 9, did that priest Ahimelech tell David where the sword came from?
他说这是你在以拉谷杀非利士人哥利亚的那把刀。
And so
有没有看到
The sword of Goliath the Philistine whom you killed in the valley of Elah.
各位要想一想，我们当基督徒最怕当成这个样子。我不要说你们，我最怕自己变成这种基督徒。
I tell you that I'm afraid of being such a believer.
我问大家，大卫在这个时候他耳朵有没有聋掉？
I ask you, did David's ear become deaf?
他每一个字听得清清楚楚的，有没有？
And he heard every single word of God, of that priest.
可是他真的是聋子，这个时候。
But at that moment, he was momentarily deaf.
然后他聋了之后，他就看到那把刀，请问他的眼睛好不好啊？
And so when he heard the words, he went to seek after the sword. Are there any problems with his eyes?
我可以肯定他的眼睛至少比我好，我还有近视跟老花。
I guarantee you his eyesight is better than mine. I'm nearsighted.
他眼睛好得不得了，但是他是睁眼瞎子。
But he is a open-eyed blind man at this time.
我们真的很怕这样。
And so we are afraid of this.
很怕来啊，每一个字都听得清清楚楚的，每一条经文都看得明，都看进去的。可是我们还是聋子跟瞎子，就是这样。我跟大家解释啊。
And so we are the most afraid of these as believers that everything, every sermon, every word of the sermon is heard through our ears, and we read every word of the Bible, yet we are still blind and we are still deaf.
这把刀怎么来的？
How did this sword come about?
我们看前面撒母耳记上十七章的经文。
And if we look at 1 Samuel chapter 17,
撒母耳记上十七章的经文。
1 Samuel chapter 17,
我们看四十四节。
Verse 44.
四十四节，非利士人又对大卫说：“来吧，我将你的肉给空中的飞鸟、田野的走兽吃。”
Verse 44, and the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field.
45节
45.
大卫对非利士人说，你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之主的名，就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。
Then David said to the Philistine, You come to me with the sword, with the spear, with the javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of the hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled.
46节今日主必将你交在我手里，我必杀你，斩你的头，又将非利士军兵的尸首给空中的飞鸟、地兽的野兽吃，使普天下的人都知道以色列中有神。
46. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand and will strike you and take your hand from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
47节
47.
又使这众人知道主使人得胜不是用刀用枪，因为征战的胜败全在乎主，他必将你们交在我们手里。
Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with the sword or spear, but the battle is the Lord's and he will give you into our hands.
Amen.来，各位，这一段话你看到的是谁讲的
？And so when we look at who spoke these words，
啊，谁讲的
？Who spoke these words？
大卫，对不对？
啊、they are spoken by David。
我不知道你们，我当传道之后，有时候也觉得信心低落。
After I became a preacher, sometimes I have low moments in my faith。
在这么多年来，也有几次我甚至不太想祷告。
And there are even moments where I struggle to pray。
可是每当我在看到这一段经文的时候，我不知道你们，我受到很大的激励。
But when I read these verses, I am strengthened, invigorated.
在困境当中，我们会软弱，会害怕，有时候。
In times of difficulties, we may become weak, and we may become afraid.
但是我看到这一段经文，受到了鼓励。
But when I read this, I am very encouraged.
好多次
，many times.
但是受到鼓励之后，我在想说。 是什么样的人物三千年前被圣灵感动可以讲出这么好的话来？
And so who would be moved 3,500 years ago to be able to speak such bold words?
你知道吗？我在想象这个人是不是全身都金光闪闪的。
Somebody, I imagine someone who was shiny.
大卫。
That is David.
你注意他讲的话吗？他说主使人得胜不是用刀用枪，注意到没有？
And so he said that the Lord does not save with sword and spear.
好，后来你们知道接下来的故事啦。
And so you know the story that follows.
请问大卫用几颗石头杀了非利士几十万大军第一勇士？
And so how many stones did David use to kill the hero of the Philistines?
几颗石头？
How many stones?
一颗。
Just one.
我问你们，所以大卫要杀非利，要杀哥利亚之前，他很有信心用一颗石头就可以杀掉他吗？
And so do you think that David had such a great faith that he could kill Goliath with just one stone?
谢谢你们的回应。回应错没有关系，这样才有印象。我告诉你不是的。
And so please respond to me. I tell you no.
有些人说大卫很有信心，他一定可以马上解决到哥利亚。诶，这个有错误哦。
And so if you feel that David had the faith that he could just kill Goliath with one stone, this answer is incorrect.
我问你们大卫准备几颗石头？
I ask you, how many stones did David collect?
对对对，很好，五颗，他准备五颗。
He prepared five smooth stones.
他如果那么有信心，他就准备一颗就好了，你晓得吗？
If he had such great faith, then he would have only prepared one stone.
我不晓得你们有没有看过华人的武侠电影啊。
I don't know if you've seen any kung fu movies.
有看过吗？
Have you seen it?
没看过了，我跟你们道歉，我解释一下。
And if not, I'll explain.
那个真正的武林高手很有信心的。
The great martial art masters have great faith.
人家拿刀拿剑，他拿一根竹子。
And so others will come to him with sword and spear.
然后手还背在后面，锵锵锵就把他打倒了，有没有？
And he will just have a branch, a stick, and he can just defeat everyone still.
你们看过哪个武林高手还要准备五根竹子的？
Have you seen any martial arts specialist who prepare five sticks?
我告诉你们，大卫知道神要帮助他，但是他其实对自己没有信心，一颗就可以完成。你要了解哦，不然他干嘛准备五颗？
And so you have to understand that David believed that God would help him, but he did not have faith in himself. He did not have self-confidence, so he prepared five.
所以他杀了哥利亚是靠他的武功吗？
And so did he just depend on his skills to
defeat Goliath? 因为他从小专门在杀熊杀老虎的吗？
Because he had been training with lions and bears.
不是。
It is not.
我在想那一颗搞不好丢出去啊，根本都歪掉了。是神让那颗石头会转弯，啪，哥利亚死掉了。
I believe that his aim was, David's aim might have been off, but God had adjusted the course of the stone.
我真的是这样想的，这是神机，不是大卫的武功，你们晓得吗？
And so I truly believe it is a miracle. It is not by the skill set of David.
这是跟我们今天讲的主题很有关系哦。
And so this is all related to our topic today.
那大家想想，才经过多少时间？才经过多少事件？没多久啊。
So how much time has passed and how many events have passed in between?
同一个人
，the same person。
前面还讲说，主使人得胜不是用刀用枪。
He spoke that the Lord does not save by spear or sword。
二十一章的时候说，哈利路亚，这刀没有可比的。
But in chapter 21, he says there is none like it, none referring to the sword。
有换人吗
？Did the person change？
所以二十一章的大卫否定神吗？没有哦。
So in chapter 21, did David deny God? No.
我告诉你，真的读到会叹气跟流眼泪。
And so, truly, I tell you, when we read this, we will sigh and we will shed tears.
你们有没有发觉大卫他根本不知不觉，他自己根本都没感觉他的信心的变化。
David, without realizing it, his faith had changed.
我们当基督徒最怕当成这个样子。
And so our greatest fear is that we become a Christian like this.
小弟相信我们每个人都认为我们心中有基督有神。
And I believe that everyone believes that in their hearts they have Lord Jesus Christ in their hearts.
可是在我们信心最好的时候，我们会讲出十几章这种话。
But then sometimes in our faith we still say these words.
是什么样的过程跟原因，让我们不知不觉也会讲出二十一章这种话？ 大家能够理解吗?
What is the progression in our life that causes us to say these kind of words in chapter 21?
从17章信心的高峰，一直到21章信心已经在谷底吃土了，大卫自己一点都不知道，你没发觉。
And so what takes us from chapter 17 at the climax of his faith and then all the way to 21 that in the valley eating dirt of faith?
他要是不认为自己靠神的话，他不会跑到祭司城去的啦。
And so if David did not feel that he trusted God, he would not have gone to the city of priests.
我们会不会一直想要追求某一个我们现在生活当中的事物，即使是无形的。
And so we have things in our lives that we want to pursue after.
做学生的希望求聪明智慧。
That students all want to be smarter.
努力工作的希望获得人家肯定。
That those who work hard want to be affirmed by others.
经营事业的希望获利成长。
That those who have businesses want to have better growth.
失意跟不顺利的人希望有更多的机会。
And those who have rocky lives want a good opportunity.
缺钱的希望经济改善。
And those who lack money want financial improvement in their life.
生病的希望得到健康。
Those who are sick desire a better health.
什么都有的希望活得更长寿。
And those who have everything want to have long life.
其实我们追求这些没有什么不对。
And so for us to pursue these things, there is nothing wrong with this.
但是怕只怕在我们认为我们需要这些对我们有帮助在追求的过程当中我们失去平衡点。
When we pursue after this, what we worry about is losing our level ground.
有时候过头了。
Sometimes we go overboard.
有时候迷失了。
Or we are lost.
甚至因此抱怨神，抱怨人。
Or we complain against God, against man.
所以大家发觉啊，这一把刀不一定是看得见摸得到的，它可能就是我们现在心里面一直很想要得到的。
And so we see, maybe it's like the sword that we can see and we can feel it, but it is something that we desire in our hearts.
可能你也把这个放在祷告里面放了很久也说不定。
And maybe you have put this request in your prayers for a very long time.
好，我们来看，我再提出另外两个人物，我们继续思考，再来做结论。
And so we will study two more people in the Bible.
我们请翻开《使徒行传》七章二十二节。
We look at Acts chapter 7, verse 22.
《使徒行传》七章二十二节
，Acts chapter 7 verse 22。
麻烦你念到二十九节结束。
So Acts chapter 7 verses 22 to 29, verse 22. And Moses learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deed. 23. Now when he was 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. 24. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended and avenged him who was oppressed and struck down the Egyptian. 25.For he supposed that his brethren would have understood that God would deliver them by his hand, but they did not understand. 26. And the next day he appeared to two of them as they were fighting and tried to reconcile them, saying, Men, you are brethren, why do you wrong one another? 27. But he who did his neighbor wrong pushed him away, saying, Who made you a ruler and judge over us? 28.Do you want to kill me as you did with the Egyptian yesterday? 29. Then at this saying, Moses fled and became a dweller in the land of Midian, where he had two sons.
Amen. 我们再来思考的第二个人物叫做摩西，大家很熟。
And so our next case study is Moses, who many of us are familiar with.
大家发觉摩西他有没有生命当中的刀？
Did Moses have the sword in his life?
有，摩西一开始也有刀。
And in the beginning, Moses had his sword.
我告诉大家，这几把刀啊，他不是磨了一年五年。他磨了整整四十年才磨出来的几把利刀。
And so his sword he did not sharpen over the course of just 1 year or 5 years, but he sharpened it over 40 years.
就是二十二节所写的这几项。
And so his sword are the ones listed in verse 22.
他学了埃及一切的学问。
He learned the wisdom of the Egyptians.
我们在座有多少人学了美国一切的学问？三博士可能都还不够啊。
And so, who here has learned all the wisdom of the United States? Three PhDs would not be enough.
他的第二把人生的利刀就是他说话很厉害。
And the second sword that he had, he was mighty in words.
辩才无碍，口才很好。
He was very eloquent.
他做事很有方法，很有果效，很有才能。
And then,
这是第三把刀。
The third sword is he was mighty in deeds. He was very capable of accomplishing things.
他甚至还有第四把刀。
And actually, he had a fourth sword.
没有直接写在经文里面的。
It's not directly written in the verses.
大家发觉他一出手马上就杀死了一个埃及公民，有没有？
And so just by striking the Egyptian, he killed him.
他比大卫还厉害，大卫还需要武器，他不用。
He is stronger than David. David needed weapons. Moses did not need any weapons.
因为这里有不少华人，我就继续讲华人的武侠小说，好不好？
And since we will continue talking about kung fu.
你们那个看那个武侠小说或电影电视啊？
And so when we watch kung fu movies or books,
那个武林高手他都怎么说的？
And so what do the highest level specialists say?
不是一般的高手，是高手中的顶尖高手。
So the specialist, the master.
他们都说哦，我让你十招，我十招之内要赢你，有没有？十招。
And so I can defeat you within 10 moves.
所以他只要有十个动作啊，赢对方就是高手中的高手啊。
And so if you can defeat someone within 10 moves or less, then you are the master.
摩西啊，第一招啪，这个人就死了。
And yet Moses, in one strike, he killed the Egyptian.
经文没有说他武功很高，对不对？
The Bible does not record how good his martial arts are.
我告诉你，他很厉害的。
But he is very good.Good.
这牵扯到圣经背景史地研究了啦。
And so this goes into background study of the Bible.
你看哦，他3500年前他是被当成埃及贵族养大的。
And so 3500 years ago, he was raised in the palace of Egypt.
我们如果有机会去参观埃及博物馆或埃及金字塔里面，我相信有人一定去过啊。
And so if we had the opportunity to go to the museums of Egypt, I believe some have gone.
他们留下来的建筑艺术里面有一大部分叫做壁画，有没有看过？埃及的墙壁上的那些画画、象形文字、
they have the hieroglyphics on the walls of Egypt.
你要知道里面一大部分一半以上都在记载他们的战争跟武术。
And so it is half of the hieroglyphics is recording their wars and then their skill, their fighting skills.
其他是他们的宗教跟农业。
And then the rest is talking about their religion and then their farming.
我告诉你，然后那里面的武术描写古埃及王国三大武术。
And it talks about the three great martial arts of Egypt.
一个是棍术。
One is with sticks.
一个是射箭箭术。
Second is bow and arrow.
第三个就是空手的拳术。
And third is hand-to-hand combat.
我告诉各位，古埃及王国是靠武力跟农业立国的。
And so I tell you that Egypt was established based on fighting and also farming.
他们学武术是像今天我们要参加奥运运动用的吗？
Do they fight martial fight as if we just attend the Olympics today?
是这样子吗？
Is it?
不是，他们是训练出来要征服战争、要杀人用的。
And so no, they are training to survive, to defend themselves and to kill others.
Not only for fight, but for killing, 你知道吗？
And so not just fighting, but for killing.
所以摩西在这种被培养长大的，你知道吧？他一拳就是要让对方死，这是受过训练的。
And so we see that Moses was very well trained, that he was designed to strike in order to kill.
他练了几十年下来。
And so he had studied for decades.
所以你看他人生当中有那么多利刀，埃及一等一的人才。
And so he had so many sharpened swords that he was among the best of Egypt.
后来他知道自己是希伯来人的身份了。
But he knew that he had the status of a Hebrew.
他以为神让他这么多把好刀，就是要拿出来侍奉神，帮助同胞的。
And so he felt that God had given him so many sharpened swords so that he can help his brethren.
所以他很热心。
And so he was very fervent.
他马上行动。
And he immediately took action.
结果呢？有帮助到他的同胞吗
？But did he really help his brethren?
神有叫他这么做吗
？Did God really tell him to do this?
没有，这是他自己的热心，他自以为这样子。
It is actually through his own fervency that it is through his own will.
他抽出刀来说话了，人家不甩他。
And he took out his sword and he spoke, and yet no one cared.
他抽出刀来做事了，结果结局是失败的。
And he took out his own sword to accomplish something, but he failed.
经文 focus 在摩西身上。
And a passage focused on Moses.
摩西杀了人之后，状况不对，脚底抹油跑掉了。
And so Moses killed someone, and he realized something was wrong, so he fled.
有没有跑到米甸旷野去一住四十年
？And so he fled to the land of Midian, where he dwelt for 40 years.
你们没有想留下来的希伯来人是什么后果？
And so what were the consequences of the Hebrew slaves who remained?
因为这里经文没有写，对不对？
Because it is not recorded here.
我告诉你，摩西拔出那几把好刀之后啊，他的同胞可惨了。
But once Moses wielded this sharp sword, it caused bad results for the slaves.
不只没有解决问题，还制造更大的问题。
And so not only did it solve any problems, but it made everything worse.
你有没有想到埃及人跟希伯来人是什么样的地位？
Have you thought about what the positions of the Hebrews and the Egyptians are with respect to...
另外一个是奴隶阶层啊。
One are the masters and the other are the slaves.
即使在现在世界上最民主的国家里面，有没有种族冲突存在？
And so, in the most democratic nations, do we have a master and slave anymore?
我不要说哪个国家会被录音了，对不对？
We can't talk about what slaves.
到现在我们讲究这么平等，都还有这么严重的种族冲突存在，有没有？
And so even where we talk about equality, there are still some racial segregation issues.
摩西跑掉了，一个埃及公民死了。
And so Moses fled, and one Egyptian died.
我告诉大家，这在3500年前的专制王国里面。
And so in years ago in this Egyptian nation,
抓得到凶手都还要抓一堆陪葬一起死的啊。
So if they killed, if they captured the murderer, they also needed a group of people to die with him.
如果连真凶都抓不到，我告诉你，我是统治阶层的话，我要你们死更多人。
If they could not catch the suspect, then more people would have to pay the price.
开玩笑，我现在不压制你，难道还让你们来反叛吗？你知道吗？一定是这样子搞的啊。
If I don't oppress you, you will only rise up in rebellion.
所有的历史都是这样写的啊。
And this is what history records.
你们知道摩西一走之后要死多少希伯来人吗？
And once Moses fled away, do you know how many Hebrews had to die for him?
因为他拔出自己的刀。
It is because he wielded his own sword.
40年在做什么？
And so what did he do for 40 years?
大家发觉哦，我们有时候勉励我们下一代说啊，所以你要好好的准备自己来服侍神，这样讲是没有错啦。
We often encourage the younger generation that you must work hard to serve the Lord.
可是有时候我们把我们的话也加在里面了，以为我们是在替神说话。
But we add in our own opinions, thinking that we speak on behalf of God.
其实是我们自己希望我们下一代好，我们就说你要好好怎么样怎样的服侍神啊，结果呢？
But it is actually our own will that we try to teach them, and so we just cover it up by saying you must work hard to serve God.
所以我们宗教教育的老师如果说摩西是40年学到这么多才能好好服侍神的，那要小心，可能不及格哦。
And so if any of the RE teachers say that Moses needed 40 years of training in Egypt to accomplish this, you need to be very careful.
我们知道摩西有三个40年，有没有？
We know that Moses had three stages of 40 years.
人生三个阶段。
He had three stages of life.
最后一个阶段就是被神呼召出来带领神的百姓，这个我们都很明白啦。
So we understand very clearly the 40 years where God called him lead the people.
第一个阶段他装的人生那么多刀，有没有？
The first stage of life, he is sharpening and preparing swords.
我告诉你，第二个阶段他在米甸旷野，神在帮他做什么事？
And so the second stage, when he was in the wilderness of Midian, what was God doing to him?
神用40年装刀，用40年把他人生一把一把刀全部抽掉，你们有没有发现？
Slowly over the course of 40 years, God is removing his swords one by one.
埃及一切的学问，我们从圣经里面找到线索。
And so all the wisdom of Egyptians,
摩西已经差不多都还回去了。
When we read the Bible, we see that Moses had lost almost all of it.
还记得吗？他后来带领以色列百姓，每一件事情都自己处理。
And so if we remember when Moses was leading the people, he handled all the problems by himself.
结果他的岳父叶特罗就来劝他。
And then his father-in-law Jethro came to encourage him.
你这样做不好哎。
This is not good for you.
这样累死自己，事情也处理不好。
You will overburden yourself.
所以你要是十夫长、五十夫长、百夫长、千夫长、万夫长，分层负责，一层一层上来。
And so you need those who are over 50 people, 100 people, thousands and 50,000s.
你做最后的处理跟决断就好了。
And you make the ultimate judgment. Fine, that's it.
我问大家，这种组织制度在埃及是连小朋友都知道的学问啊。
But I tell you, these kind of organizational structures is something even the elementary school students know in Egypt.
你们发觉摩西到80岁的时候，他好像忘了这些事。
But it seems like at Moses at the age of 80 forgot all of this.
我问你们，你们觉得摩西会不会说话？
And is Moses very well spoken?
抱歉哦，因为今天灵恩会，我就当作你们圣经都读十遍以上了，说很快了。
So,
你们觉得摩西会不会说话？
Do you think Moses was well spoken?
哦，有些人摇头，有些人这里说摩西很会说话，对不对？
Here in this verse, it tells us that Moses was very mighty and deep
at words. 你要是读出埃及记前面几章啊，他不是好几次说我是拙口笨舌吗？
And so, if we look at the first few chapters of Exodus, Moses says he is slow of mouth and slow of tongue.
你说没有那谦虚的假的，哎，假的神来给他认证，难道你是忤逆神吗？
And so you may say that, oh, he is just being humble, but did God really rebuke him?
神怎么给他认证？神有没有说过？好了好了，我派你的哥哥亚伦做你的口，亚伦要把你当成他的神，有没有这样讲过
？But instead, God says to him, "You, Aaron shall be your mouthpiece, and you shall be like God to Aaron."
小弟请教过语言专家。
And so once I went to a lingual specialist.
我说有一个人母语讲了40年。之后再经过这么段时间，他真的会忘了怎么讲吗？讲不顺吗
？And I asked him that if someone had spoken their mother language for 40 years, and then after a lengthy period of time they did not speak it, would they still remember?
语言学家说会的。
The lingual specialist said yes.
只要你所在的那个环境没有办法让你使用原来的语言，不用说40年，10-20年之后你就开始讲不顺了。
And so, he usually, if you do not speak your language after 10-20 years, you will already be, it will not be very fluent.
他在米甸旷野里面怎么讲埃及话？
And so, in the land of Midian, how would he have spoken the Egypt?
每天不是讲米甸方言，就是跟杨妹妹讲洋话。
And so every day, and when he's speaking to the Midianites, he speaks in their local language.
四十年之后，跟我们很多人一样。听都听得懂，讲不太顺了。你能够理解吗
？And so maybe you at best you would understand what they say to you, but you would not be very fluent.
所以圣经讲的对。
And so the Bible is very correct.
他在40岁前后他是很会讲话的，到80岁已经变成拙口笨舌了。以埃及人来讲。
And so for 40 years, he was mighty in words, but then after another, when at the age of 80, he was slow in mouth and slow in tongue.
神用40年把他这些刀都拔到。他认为他没有能力，也没有办法出来服侍神。
And so, for these 40 years, God was taking away his swords so that he could not truly serve God.
结果神这个时候就要这种心态。
God desired at this moment that he wanted this kind of heart.
就要这种认为自己什么都不行，只能专心靠主，你可以出来了。
And that when you can feel that you cannot do anything and you cannot accomplish anything, then it is time for you to be used.
我们最后再讲第三个人物。
And so we will talk about another.
我们来看《使徒行传》22章。
We look at Acts chapter 22.
使徒行传22章第三节。
Acts 22 verse 3.
3-5节，麻烦你。
Acts chapter 22 verses 3-5. Verse 3, I am indeed a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in the city at the feet of Gamaliel, taught according to the strictness of our father's law and was zealous toward God, as you all are today. 4, I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women. 5, as also the high priest bears me witness and all the council of the elders from whom I also received letters to the brethren and went to Damascus to bring in chains, even those who were there into Jerusalem to be punished.
我们看到第三个人物是使徒保罗。
And so we see the third person is Apostle Paul.
大家发觉保罗也是用几十年磨出生命中几把好刀的人。
And we see through the early decades of his life, he also sharpened his sword.
他为什么一开始说自己是加马列门下，把这个人的名字唱出来
？And so he at the beginning mentioned that he was the student of Gamaliel. He was name dropping.
因为光是要当加马列这个人的学生，你就要非常了不起。
In order to become the student of Gamaliel, you have to be a special.
这就是圣经背景研究了、哦、你如果了解2000年前几百万人的犹太人社会里面，加马列是什么地位，你就知道了。
And so, some background study is that out of all the Jews, the tens of thousands of Jews, what status Gamaliel had?
犹太人当时的社会啊，不像我们现在的公民社会这么松散，他是被宗教观念给整个。宗教观念整个这深入在他们生活当中的。
And so there is not a religious freedom like there is today, but the Jewish society back then they were governed by religion.
加马列是这一个 社会跟宗教体系最顶尖的权威者，大家能够理解吗？
And so Gamaliel was the highest in terms of organization and religion.
所以如果以现在美国社会啊，我做一个比较不恰当的比喻，它像是三种职位集于一身哦。
And so, contemporarily speaking, he would play three different roles.
他又像是这边的大法官，可以做宪法解释的。
He would be like a Supreme Court justice.
又兼任哈佛大学校长。
He would also be the principal of Harvard
University.
又兼
任美国司法部官员。
Then he would also be in charge of the law department.
在这几百万犹太人社会里面，那少数几十个人形成的工会。是可以逮捕跟刑罚人的，你们要知道啊。
Because back then, very few people had the right to judge and to condemn people to death.
所以保罗为什么说加马他是加马列的门下
？And so why did Paul say that he was a student of Gamaliel？
他表达一句说，这种人他收学生不随便收，叫做收入门子弟呀、啊。
And so Gamaliel is very, very selective of his students.
必须是犹太社会中一二十万法利赛人里面顶尖的佼佼者才能做他的学生。
And so only the best out of the tens and twenties of thousands of Pharisees could be his students.
将来是要继承他的衣钵的，关乎他的名声的。
It is someone who would follow in his reputation and be his successor.
还有保罗自己那法利赛人经师的身份。
And then Paul also had the status of a Pharisee.
他自以为正确的宗教跟价值观。
And so he felt that he had the correct value system and religious system.
这是他几十年磨出来的刀啊。
And so these are all the swords that he had sharpened over decades.
所以他后来在加拉太书一章他做的见证很有道理。
And so in Galatians chapter 1, he gives a testimony.
他说我在犹太教中比许多同岁的人更长进。他讲的是真的啊。
He writes that he was more advanced than any of his contemporaries.
然而当他拔出人生当中的这些刀，想要为神做事，拼命砍神园中的杂草。
And so he wanted to bring out his wield his sword to on behalf of God and to do the work of God.
拼命砍神园中的荆棘。
And he is cutting the work of God.
他用他自己以为对的方法在服侍神。
He felt that what he was doing was correct for God.
结果没想到每一刀砍下去，砍的都不是杂草跟荆棘，而是耶稣基督的身体。
He did not realize what he was cutting off was the body of Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们两千年前我们的同龄跟前辈。
It is our co-workers and our predecessors.
所以他后来才说我是罪魁，还记得吗？
And so he says he is chief of sinners.
我是罪魁，罪魁不是 sinner 而已啊， the head of sinner 啊。
And so he said he was chief of sinners.
对啊，这罪里面最最重的那一个。
He is the worst sinner of all sinners.
好，我们现在在想，要准备结论了。
And so we need a conclusion.
我们看到《撒母耳记上》21:8-9，大卫想要那把刀，对不对
？And so if we return back to Samuel, First Samuel chapter 21:8-9.
你们如果再看第九节，你们发觉这把刀放的位置也有神的意思哦。
And so if we look at closely at where the sword is located, it has the will of God.
第九节这把刀有。它上面有没有盖东西？
Was there anything on top of the sword?
盖用布包起来，对不对？
It was wrapped in a cloth.
那表示神希不希望人马上看到那把刀？
So did God desire him directly to see the sword right away?
不希望。
He did not.
还有、哦，包起来的刀前面又放了一个东西，大家有没有注意到？
And so in front of the wrapped sword was something else.
什么东西？
What is it?
以弗德
，It is the ephod.
你们知道以弗德在旧约是什么意义吗
？And so, do you know what the meaning of ephod is in the Old Testament?
我们今天讲的不是以弗德的材料制造方法什么样子，那个其他经文有写，重点不在这里。
And so, we're not going to discuss what the materials and how to make the ephod.
我带大家看两节。就知道它的意义大概是什么。
But we'll look at two verses to see the meaning of the ephod.
我们前翻开旧约圣经出埃及记29:4。
If we look at Exodus chapter 29:4.
出埃及记29:4。
Exodus chapter 29:4.
要使亚伦和他儿子到会幕门口来，用水洗身。第五节。
5.
要给亚伦穿上内袍和以弗德的外袍，并以弗德。Amen. 好，所以。这两节我们先看了想一想。
And so when we think about these two verses,
以弗德是大祭司跟他的后代在服侍神的时候要穿在外面的，这第一个印象有没有？
And so the first is that ephod has to be worn by the high priest and his descendants.
我们再来看撒母耳记上第二章二十八节。
We look at 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 28.
撒母耳记上二章二十八节。
1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 28.
在以色列众支派中，我不是拣选人做我的祭司，使他烧香在我坛上献祭，在我面前穿以弗德，又将以色列人所献的火祭都赐给你父家吗？ Amen。 所以第二个印象，不止大祭司跟他后代服侍神的时候要穿。
And so the ephod is not only to be worn by the priest and his descendants。
祭司正当职在服侍神的时候也要穿，这第二个印象有没有？
And so the priest, they also must wear it when they serve God。
时间不够，不再讲下去。还有第三个
，and third，
大卫在迎接约柜进大卫城的时候，不是在约柜前面踊跃跳舞吗
？And so when David welcomed the Ark of God into the city of David, he was dancing before the Ark.
你们大家都看过这个经文有印象吧
？And so this is familiar to us.
你们再回去翻，大卫那时候身上穿的也是以弗德。
At that time, David was also wearing an ephod.
简单来说。以弗德在旧约是什么人要穿在身上的
？And so simply spoken, who wore the ephod in the Old Testament?
想要服侍神跟亲近神的人，
those,
他那时候必须先穿在身上的。
Those who wanted to serve God and those who wanted to draw closer must wear the ephod.
那我问大家，刀跟以弗德
？And so for the sword and the ephod,
刀有没有一定跟神有关系
？Is the sword necessarily related to God?
没有
，No.
旧约对百姓来说，以弗德有没有一定跟神有关系？
For the Israelites in the Old Testament times, was the ephod related to God?
有啊，因为这是神命令制造，而且所有服侍亲近神的人都要穿的，一定有关系，对不对？
Yes, because God had commanded anyone who wanted to serve him must wear it.
我们看看神多么用心良苦，他在提醒大卫。
And so we see that God has mercy and he is reminding David.
他在提醒大卫说那个刀不包起来了，前面有个以弗德，你有看见吗
？And so he is saying that the sword is wrapped up, but in front of the sword is the ephod.
他看到了，但是他瞎了。
He saw it, but he was blind.
因为他太想要那刀，就好像我们有时候心里面太想要某一个东西，太想要得到什么。
And he desired the sword too much, but he just like we also desire something greatly.
虽然我们也是认为我们依靠神的。
And maybe we feel that we rely on God.
然后不知不觉就把那以弗德拿到旁边，把布给掀开了。
And but without realizing it, we removed ephod to the side, and then we just open up the sword.
然后还哈利路亚赞美主，我得到了。
And then we say hallelujah, thank God, I received it.
我们再想想后来哦，当大卫得到那把刀之后，他的处境有改善吗
？And so, if we think about it, when David received the sword, did his situation change?
大家再从那个撒母耳记上二十一章一直看到二十三章
，And then when we read chapter 21 to chapter 23,
他处境完全没改善。
Nothing changed.
他得到这把刀之后，他有帮助到他的同胞吗
？And when he received the sword, did he really help his brethren?
没有，你们记得接下来二十二章后面发现一件事，挪伯城被灭掉了，有没有
？And we see that at the end of chapter 22, the city of Nob was destroyed.
他去的这个祭司城啊，整座从老人婴儿所有的动物男女全部被杀了。
And so the city of Nob, the city of priests, they whether men, women, children, and infants, they were all destroyed and killed.
最后这座城只有一个人跑出来。
And there was only one person who escaped.
亚西米勒的儿子亚比亚，他后来成为大祭司的。
Ahimelech's son Abiathar, who later became the high priest.
而且这个逃出来的人身上什么都没带，只带了一个东西，叫做以弗德。
And so Abiathar did not carry anything with him except for one thing, and it was the ephod.
当亚比亚他来找大卫的时候，大卫发现我错了。
And when Abiathar found David, David realized he had done wrong.
这个记载在二十二章最后面那几节，大家回去再看。他发觉说。你们全城的人的死都是我造成的、啊。
And so, David said that I have caused the death of all the persons in the city.
所以他有后悔，后悔记载在诗篇里面有对应的诗篇，我们不谈了。
And so, his regret and remorse is recorded in Psalms.
大卫好就好在这里，他会成为神心意合神心意的人，不是他不犯错，而是他每次都反省，又回到神的面前来。
And so what is good about David is not that he does not make mistakes, but rather he always reflects and then he repents.
我们也要这样子啊。
And we must be the same way.
所以大卫怎么反省？
And how do we, how does he reflect?
他想到说，原来我从杀了哥利亚之后到现在经历了这么多事情。
And so he thought of, well, from the time that he killed Goliath all the way till now, all the things he experienced. He has been He has been influenced by all the difficulties and everything that he tried. But he lacked one thing. If we look at 1 Samuel chapter 23. If we look at verse 2.
所以大卫求问主说,
Then for David inquired of the Lord, saying,
我们请看第四节,
We look at verse 4.
大卫又求问主,
Then David inquired of the Lord once again.
我们请看第九节跟第十节,
We look at verses 9 and 10.
大卫知道扫罗设计谋害他, 就对祭司亚比亚他说, 将以弗得拿过来。
When David knew that Saul plotted evil against him, he said to Abiathar, the priest, bring the ephod here.
第十节, 大卫祷告说,
Then David prayed.
你看在这个挪伯事件之后, 短短的几节经文连续记载三次大卫求问神，你有没有看到？
And so after this event at the city of Nob, David inquired of the Lord three times in succession.
因为在前面那几章，你完全看不到大卫在做这件事。
But before chapter 22, you do not see David really doing this.
我们当信徒，有时候当到这样子，会有这个忽略。
And so when we become believers like this, we often overlook.
我曾经出去访问某个老姐妹。
One time I visited an elderly sister.
然后要离开的时候，我就问她说，诶，你每天有常常祷告吗？
And so I asked her when I was leaving, do you pray every day?
然后那个信的比我还久的老姐妹来勉励我传道。
And then this elderly sister who believed longer than me encouraged me.
啊，传道，我很忙的啦，祷告时间不用那么长，心里面有诚意最重要。
That you do not really need to pray a very long time. You just need to be sincere in your prayers.
还有另外一个老姐妹就说，传道我祷告很长啊，我早上三分钟，睡前三分钟啊。
And another elderly sister said, I pray for a long time. I pray 3 minutes in the morning and 3 minutes at night before sleeping.
请不要笑，我不是要笑他们，我是说我们思考看看。
And I'm not laughing at them. It's just for our review.
我们会不会也跟别人讲说？我心中有基督，我是基督徒。
And do you feel that you have Jesus in your heart, so therefore I am a Christian?
可是我却觉得查经、聚会跟祷告其实没有那么重要，重要是我心中有基督就好。
But do you feel that praying, reading the Bible, and is all important as long as I have God?
你知道大卫在这段期间他缺少的是什么吗？就是亲近神跟求问神，所以他的信心从高峰到底下在吃土的，他自己一点都不知道。
And so the important thing is that David, he learned to inquire of the Lord after this, that he had gone from a climax in his faith and he had declined very low and he did not even realize it.
我不说你们，我很怕我会变成这样的传道。
And I am afraid I will be this kind of preacher.
我很怕。
I am very afraid.
所以当大卫他重新求问神之后，你看到他的处境开始变了，不是靠那把刀。
And so we see that after David started inquiring of the Lord, his perspective changed. He no longer cared about the sword.
神帮助他，神借着大卫帮助了他的同胞，有没有看到？
And we see that David helped, God helped David help his brethren.
神的时候还没有满足，所以大卫继续逃亡。可是好几次，神都把扫罗王交到大卫面前，有没有看到？
And because the time had not yet been fulfilled, but so David was still fleeing from Saul, but Saul, God had delivered Saul into David's hands a couple of times.
靠的不是那把刀。
And so he does not depend on the sword.
我们在讲，我们刚才讲的摩西也一样啊。
And the same with Moses.
当摩西那40年刀都被拔光了，他觉得没有办法的时候，神叫他出来。
And so for 40 years, Moses was in Midian that God was removing his swords, and only then God asked him to call out.
当摩西觉得自己生命当中再也没有刀可用的时候，他突然发现一件事情。
And so when Moses no longer had any swords to wield, he came to a realization.
他全心倚靠神、仰望神之后。他竟然成了神手中的那把刀。
And so when he looked to God and called out to God, then he became the sword of God.
神借着这把刀，一刀刺进埃及王国的心脏，有没有看到？
And we see that if one pierced, God used a sword to pierce the heart of Pharaoh.
这是任何人类的刀都办不到的。
And this is something that no sword in this world can do.
我请问大家，十灾你们读过吗？
And so when we talk about the 10 plagues,
这十灾里面有哪一灾或哪半灾用埃及一切的学问行得出来的？
And which plague can be accomplished by all the wisdom of Egypt?
我们再看保罗。
And we look at Paul.
保罗以为他可以用那些刀来为神做事，结果呢，害了自己，害了别人。
And so Paul felt that he could use his swords to do the will of God, but he hurt himself and hurt others.
让他眼睛瞎，他的心开了。
And then God blinded his eyes, but opened up his heart.
他突然的发觉，他生命当中需要的不是刀，而是一把牧羊杖。
So he realized that what he did not need was a sword, but rather a shepherding rod.
他需要耶稣基督来牧养他。
He needed Lord Jesus Christ to shepherd him.
当他顺服耶稣基督的牧养的时候，他突然发现一件事。
And when he submitted to the pastoring of Lord Jesus Christ, he came to the realization.
他自己成了耶稣基督手中的那把牧羊杖。
He became the shepherding rod of Lord Jesus Christ.
神借着他牧养一切外邦的弟兄姐妹。
And so he became the shepherd of the Gentiles.
现在弟兄姐妹，我要做个结论，不要误会，我没有反智，我没有反对智慧，也没有反对财富啊。
So I'm going to make a conclusion, but do not get me wrong. I'm not against education and I'm not against wealth.
你要记住我这句话哦，才能出去哦。
So this is, you have to pay attention to this disclaimer.
我没有反对这一些啊。
I am not against these things.
但是我们从圣经以及我们的生活当中发现太多的见证怎么样？
But we have experienced so many different kind of testimonies.
我们人常常用过长的时间、过多的精神跟体力在追求我们生命当中的那把刀。
And so we spend much of our time and we spend much of our energy pursuing after our own desired sword.
我们以为有了就可以开拓更好的人生。
We feel that once we have this sword, we have a better life.
我们甚至勉励我们现在要有才能好好服侍神。
We feel that once we gain it, then we can serve God better.
不一定是这个样子啊。
But it is not necessarily like this.
以前有些同龄问小弟说，传道，我的事业可不可以扩大？
Some members have asked me, can I expand my business?
我已经开了三家公司了，我可以开第四家、第五家吗？
I've already have three businesses, can I open a fourth and fifth?
传道，有人要升我的职位。
Someone wants to promote me.
这一升下去，我可能薪水会加倍。
That once I receive this promotion, my salary will multiply.
我该接受吗？
Should I accept it?
传道，我可不可以立一些目标，求学啊，等等啊？
Can I set this such and such a goal?
你们要知道，他们约尼还来问传道，
so、
要感谢神，他们很敬虔的。
And so we see that they are thank God that they're very God fearing that they come.
有些人怕自己是不是太贪心呐、啊、
？Some people are afraid that they are so greedy.
有些人怕这个不是神的旨意。
They feel that it is may not be the will of God.
那我想请教你们，如果你们是传道，你们要怎么回答呢
？If you were the preacher, how would you respond?
我现在告诉你，小弟怎么回答的。
I will tell you how I responded.
我说这种问题我不能带你回答。
I cannot respond for you.
因为有这些，你神给你多少恩赐，你自己知道。
You only you yourselves know the gifts that God has given to you.
我举例来讲哦，有些人光是开一家公司啊，从早做到晚十二小时，他做不完，你晓得吧？
Some people have their own businesses and they labor for 12 hours from morning till night and they cannot finish.
他忙到也没办法聚会，也没办法祷告。
They are so busy they cannot pray or attend service.
有些人开了五家公司啊，他一上午三个小时就全部做好了。
Some people own five businesses and in one morning, 3 hours, that's all they need.
恩赐才能不一样，他又聚会又祷告又服事。
And so the gifts are different. They are still able to serve and to attend service.
我以前算不太会读书的。
I was one that was not very good at school.
我每天放学回来要读四五个小时，拼命读啊。
I had to study 4 or 5 hours every day after school.
你们有没有发现那种人哈、哦，回去都不用读书，每次全校第一名都是他。
Don't you have know those people you can't stand where they study only for a little bit and then they ace everything?
我气得要死，觉得人生多么不公平啊
！I always felt this is so unfair.
我说那就不要。自己跟他比，对不对
？So you just don't compare yourself to them.
他可以考全校第一名，每天还来聚会祷告。
And they could be the first in their class, and yet still come to church to pray and.
我为了拼那个东西，拼到没有办法来聚会祷告。
But I labor so hard that I cannot even attend service.
我告诉你，所以我告诉他们说，只要不影响你们的聚会祷告跟服事。
As long as it does not affect your attending service, your prayer, and your servitude.
甚至你在这生活当中跟神越来越亲近。你公司开到一万家也没关系啊。
And as long as it draws you closer to God, if you own 10,000 business, doesn't even matter.
如果你开半家公司就觉得忙到没办法了，我告诉你，你不要开公司啊，去上班吧。
If If you own half a business and yet you cannot keep up, then just find a job.
这个只有你自己知道，这样大家明白吗？
And so this only you yourself know.
我们有刀追求刀也不是罪，要听清楚哦。
And so to pursue after the sword in itself is not a sin.
但是今天这个世界告诉我们，我们在追求这个刀之前，要先找到什么？
So the question is, before we grab for the sword, what do we need to seek after first?
要先找到我们生命当中的以弗德。
We need to look for the ephod in our lives.
我们不是把它当成一个偶像的崇拜，而是说要想想我们跟神之间的关系。
And so we do not idolize ephod, but we think of our relationship with God.
有没有亲近神？
Do we draw closer to God?
有没有求问神？
Do we inquire of the Lord?
有没有常常把神的教训放在心里？
Do we put the teachings of God in our hearts?
有没有以这作为判断的依据？
Do we use this as a standard to discern?
这个以弗德比那刀重要太多了。
And so the ephod is much more important than the sword.
希望大家能够多少有点明白哈。
And so I hope everyone can understand.
好，我们见证到这里，时间关系，我们就不唱诗了。
And because of time, we will not sing hymns.
我们现在一起跪下来祷告。
So we will kneel down and pray.
感谢主耶稣引导我们的灵恩会。
And ask God to guide us through our spiritual convocation.
也求主继续引领我们今天跟明天的行程。
And that He would guide us through today's and tomorrow's services.
为有需要的人来代祷。
If anyone needs prayers,
也求主让我们更加敬虔符合他的心意。
And so may we be more devoted to seeking after His will.
一同跪下祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
要接受按手的到前面来哈，一点时间还是可以。
Anyone looking to receive the laying of hands, please come forward to pray.
同心祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.